Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Cue the curtain and the orchestra in Italy. While this is the opening prelude for Verdi's La Traviata, it could be the last act for Silvio Berlusconi, a politician who, if anything, has a reputation for holding a note long after the musicians have stopped playing.
Invocando elezioni anticipate.
This opera has had it all, though. A broken nose for the prime minister who had a statuette hurled at his face a year ago, months of continuing allegations of sexual misconduct with teenagers. Oh, right, and his policies are aimless and inconsistent, say the Italian papers. In Parliament today, where there's an official vote of confidence, we can expect a lot of this.
Pure as an angel, sings Berlusconi, or is it Traviata's Alfredo? Berlusconi says he's sure of victory, and we've come to expect nothing less from a man who's used to having to fight for his political life. The Houdini-like Berlusconi, they call him.
Although Houdini was Hungarian, small detail maybe. The dramatic escape is all people in Italy care about this morning.
The supporting cast in this little production?
Se questo fosse stato il primo approccio tra Berlusconi...
That's Antonio Bonfiglio from the FLI party, newly formed for the sole purpose of telling Berlusconi to get lost. How would that sound as an aria? Hit it, Giorgio.
Son qui venuto, perché la sdegna ha disfogato.
Worthy of contempt is the man, sings Giorgio. Italian politicians would be happy to trade their contempt for just an official resignation by Berlusconi.
Apprezzabile e comunque conforta, perché nella sostanza...
Bonfiglio says no one knows which way the vote will go. But the government has to resolve the economic crisis it's in. The country, he says, has drifted for too long and is now in need of change.
Another mini-crisis, the entertainment industry in Italy that has been poking fun throughout the crisis... They don't know what they'll do. No more Silvio, of course, brings tears to the eyes of all the clowns and late-night comics.
This is Oscar-winning director Roberto Benigni. He directed A Beautiful Life, mercilessly ridiculing Berlusconi's not-so-beautiful private life, his wealth and his weaknesses.
But this is more than a little morality play acted out for laughs. The fate of Berlusconi resonates across all of financially jittery Europe. The wider world is watching. And because of the European Union's single currency, that's a big chorus to keep in tune. Bravo. Joining us now from Italy is Beppe Severgnini, an Italian journalist and author who has a new book out about Berlusconi. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So, first of all, what's happened?
Well, I know you wanted me to say whether we can use the Turandot, like the Vincerot, the famous one.
Yes.
Well, it's hard to say because while we're speaking, I'm looking at it on my computer screen, and they are doing the count, the nominal count at the lower in the lower house. In the upper house, he's got the confidence vote, but it was predictable. In the lower house, where he's really is taking a big chance, and they're now at, I think, letter G, and they have to kind of a few more minutes to go. My prediction is that it'll sort of scrape through and it'll buy one vote or two. That's my feeling according to what people say because they have to declare their vote nominal. But it's hard to say. It's really close.
Well, Beppe, the easy part of this story is talking about how Europe is concerned about stability in all of the countries where the EU has the common currency. The harder story, though, is to figure out what Berlusconi represents to the people of Italy right now.
Can I turn it around? The hard part is Europe, because it's extraordinary how the markets are calm, and in a way the market have already concluded long ago that no matter who's in charge in Italy, things will not change too much in terms of sort of domestic policies and fiscal policies.
Talk about a vote of confidence is there.
It's a fact. You know, there is a vote of confidence and the market are absolutely calm. They've been for a few days, which is extraordinary. The easiest part is the second part, which is the hard part is to see how many Italians don't see that probably Berlusconi is at the end of a long political journey. I personally think it was a wasted opportunity opportunity. Italy in the early 90s was desperate for change. Change didn't come, but Berlusconi is walks around like acquitting all of us. The left tell us what to do and he forgive us for what we've done. Do you imagine who's going to win?
Well, let me ask you, I mean, even if he scrapes by in the lower house and survives this confidence vote, is this pretty much the death knell? I mean, what kind of victory is it for Berlusconi?
No way. I mean, the man is going to go down fighting. You know, one of those sort of old movies that he take a sword and sort of march into battle. He'll never go quietly. It's out of question. So whether he makes it or not today is not really important, because if he wins with a couple of votes, you won't run a complicated country such as Italy with one or two votes. So we're going to have an election. Probably in March or in April next year. That's my prediction. And Berlusconi will be there leading his troops. Will he make it or not? I don't know, but for sure he's going to be. He loves that. He's a campaigner more than he's been a better campaigner than a prime minister, and that's been a real problem for us all.
I mean, I don't know Italian, but I think the word is gladiator, Beppe. I think that's what the Berlusconi has
Did
been
you see Russell Crowe?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you see Berlusconi?
Yeah,
can you imagine? You know, he's 74.
I know. It's amazing. So when the Italian voters get to take a look at this, is there any party that's positioned to be the party of change if Italian voters want to go that way, seeing what's happening in Europe?
I think you should stop asking me difficult questions. I mean, it's a good question. The problem is, and Berlusconi's strength is in my book, which is Berlusconi Explained to Posterity and Friends Abroad, which is what I'm trying to do now. One of the factors who explain his success is called Factor Tina, T-I-N-A. There is no alternative. You know, Berlusconi has five different parties in front of him, and he can say, and he will say to the electorate, look, you know, the center-right... After all, I am the boss. I own it, basically, because that's it. You know, he owns it. And in front of me, you've got five parties. Do you want that? You want to go back to instability? I think any decent party with a good candidate and a good program can win the Italian election now, hands down.
So no Pagliacci, no Pagliacci here. It's an uplifting aria for Berlusconi at the end of today.
No, I don't think it's uplifting for any of us. I have some sad and somber areas which I can play to you next time you come to
All me. Right, we'll get that playlist from Beppe Severgnini, Italian journalist and author, watching the vote of confidence there in the lower house of parliament in Italy. Berlusconi's fate decided today.